Medvedev, Russia waging sacred battle against Satan and Nazi drug addicts. Doc, 24 years of true news. In my sleep, I didn't dream of headlines like this.
You know, Dmitry Medvedev is talking about the devil more than a lot of Christian TV programs out there, Rick.
Yeah, I wish we could get preachers in America to preach against the devil. You've got a good point, Doc. Medvedev's, he should have a prophecy show. Bible prophecy with Dmitry Medvedev.
I'd watch that. And so,
because he seems to know the Bible. He talks about the book of the Revelation a lot.
Quotes it quite a bit. Now, we have his latest post from his Telegram channel here, and he's responding to questions about, why are we fighting? Why are we doing all this right now? And this happens to be National Unity Day that's happening right now. And so he's answering the question, what are we fighting for? Well, Russia is a huge and rich country. We do not need foreign territories. So he's against colonialism. We have everything in abundance. But there's our land, which is sacred to us, on which our ancestors lived and on which our people live today, and which we will not give to anyone. We protect our people. We are fighting for all our own, for our land, for our 1,000-year history. Now, who is fighting against us? We are fighting against those who hate us, who forbid our language, our values, and even our faith, who hate the history of our fatherland.
Let's stop right there, Doc. What Mr. Medvedev just described is how tens of millions of American patriots feel.
Yes.
Look at what he said.
Let's put that back on the screen.
Let's go back to that.
We're fighting.
Let's change it. We're asking American patriots.
Who are you
fighting? Who is fighting against the American patriots? We are fighting against those who hate us, who forbid our language, the English language.
Right.
Against our Christian values, our Christian faith, who hate
our history.
The history of the United States of America, our founding fathers, our heritage as a free people. That's who we're fighting against. What it says, Doc, is the same people driving this Ukraine war against Russia are the same people driving the war against American Christians and patriots. They are against God. They are against the Christian faith.
Wow.
It is the synagogue of Satan. It is those who serve Lucifer. It has nothing to do about nationality or ethnicity
or ideology.
It is, are you for Satan or are you for Jesus Christ? And the Russians are saying, we know who we're fighting and we know who's trying to destroy us. It's Lucifer. And he says it. He comes right out and says it in this. Let's read on.
So reading on in that, against us today is part of a dying world. It's a bunch of crazy Nazi drug addicts, a befuddled and intimidated people, and a large pack of barking dogs from Western dogs. With them is a patchwork of grunt pigs and narrow-minded Philistines from the disintegrated Western Empire with saliva dripping down their chin from degeneration. They have no faith and no ideals other than the shameful habits they invented and the standards of doublethink they impose that deny the morality bestowed on normal people. Therefore, by rising up against them, we acquired sacred power.
Ooh. We acquired sacred power how? By rising up against them. Against who? The people who deny the morality of God's kingdom. He's saying because we oppose them, the people who oppose God, the people who oppose Jesus Christ, because we oppose them and resist their evil, we are acquiring sacred power.
In other words, he's saying God is on our side.
Yes.
In this.
Yes. Let's read on.
So continue on. Where are our former friends? Well, we were abandoned by some frightened partners and spit on them. So they were not our friends, but just random fellow travelers, stickers, and hangers-on. Cowardly traitors and greedy defectors fell over the Trinan lands. Let them rot their bones in a foreign land. They are not among us, but we have become stronger and more pure, purer. Why were we silent for so long? We were weak and devastated by timelessness. And now we have shaken off the sticky sleep and dreary morass of recent decades in which we were plunged by the death of the former fatherland.
Okay, he's talking about they got rid of communism.
Right.
They shook off the chains of the Bolshevik Jewish revolution. Look where he's going, Doc.
Right.
And now
they were trapped in the past.
Yes.
Before, because
yes.
of that.
Yes. Let's read on.
So our awakening has been awaited by other countries raped by lords of darkness, slave owners and oppressors who dream of their monstrous colonial past and yearn to maintain their power over the world. Many countries have long disbelieved their nonsense, but so far they are afraid of them.
Talking about the United States, Britain, France, the Netherlands, the European colonials.
Right. They've held such control over the other nations of the world. Other nations of the world have been afraid of them. They'll blow us up. And so
the 500-year cycle that's ending right now.
Right. So reading on here, soon they will wake up completely. And when the rotten world order collapses, it will bury under the multi-ton cloud of its wreckage all of its arrogant priests, bloodthirsty adepts, mocking servants, and wordless mancrets. You got to appreciate Medvedev's turn of a phrase here.
Yes.
And the use of his words. And I don't know if that's the last one or not. No, it's not. I have one more. What are our weapons? Weapons are different. We have the ability to send all enemies into hell of fire or into hell's flames. But that's not our task. We listen to and obey the words of the Creator in our hearts. And these words give us a sacred purpose. The goal is to stop the supreme ruler of hell, whatever name he uses, Satan, Lucifer, or Iblis. For his goal is perdition. Our goal is life. His weapon is an intricate lie. Our weapons are the truth. And that is why our cause is just. That is why the victory will be ours. Congratulations.
I gotta tell you, I admire Dmitry Medvedev. He's a brother in Christ. Doc, he's a brother in Christ.
And Rick, just you saying that out loud is going to be attacked. You understand
Absolutely.
That, right?
Absolutely. There may be a day I'm arrested in this country for calling Dmitry Medvedev my Christian brother. That may happen, Doc. They arrest people for words.
Yes, for saying things.
Yes. Can I call Joe Biden my Christian brother? No, the man is a reprobate. Can you call American leaders your Christian brothers?
No.
They're reprobates. I'm talking about brothers and sisters in Christ. You know when you meet a brother or sister in Christ. You know it. Your spirit bears witness. That man, that woman is a member of the body of Christ. And nationality doesn't mean anything.
Right.
It's the kingdom citizenship that means everything. And what he's saying is, we are fighting for God and country. And we're fighting against godless, evil people who are serving Lucifer. That one translation that English, the English translation that we use, he didn't say the hell of fire. He said we will put them into Gehenna's fires.
Which, and the fact that he would use the word Gehenna tells us more about his knowledge of the scriptures.
Yes.
Too.
Yes, he reads the Bible.
So
he reads and studies the Bible. Keep your eyes on Dmitry Medvedev.
Now, our politicians here in this country certainly don't talk about hell. Our preachers don't talk about hell. But now you've got Russian politicians that are sounding like old Pentecostal preachers, Rick,
mm-hmm.
talking about hell's flames.
Mm-hmm.
So the Russians are taking this seriously. Now, whether you believe the Russians or not is beside the point. Or if you think they're pulling a big scam, the fact that they're putting this information out, saying these things right now, is you've yes. got to take it serious. You have to assume they are serious about this.
Yes. And what I'm going to repeat, the people and the entity, the power entity that is seeking to crush Russia, is the same people and the same power entity that has been waging war against American Christians and patriots for decades.
Right.
To crush our faith in God, to take the cross over off of every building, to remove the Bible from schools, to fill the television programs with wickedness and evil and perversion, to get pornography into the minds of little children. That's who we're fighting. That's who the Russians are fighting.
Now, so you have the Russians over here with Dmitry Medvedev saying, we believe God is on our side in this.
Can we say it over here?
That we have sacred purpose. You're right, Rick. Can we say that? Can we say that God is on our side?
No.
Let's say that there was a conflict, direct conflict between Russia and the United States. Can we truly say that God is on our side?
No. No, not at all. Not as a nation. Individually, you know, my faith is in God to protect me. But
right.
As a nation, no. No. We've lost the protection and the favor of God. I think we're at the place he has forsaken us as a nation.
You know,
the vultures are here, Doc.
Right.
The vultures are circling the skies of America, getting ready to pick the bones. That's how severe it is in this country. And very few Christians, and certainly very few pastors and religious leaders in this country, have any comprehension of it. In fact, they're rooting for pervert Zelensky. I was like, what are you people doing? The guy was an obscene, foul-mouthed comedian 2 years ago, making obscene videos. And now he's your hero.
He's your Winston Churchill.
But Medvedev is quoting scripture, and he's your enemy. Well, then that tells me which side you're on.
Right. I guarantee you, Medvedev hates the devil more than 99% of most Christians do.
You got it. In this country, you got it. That's a strong statement, Doc. Got a couple more. We're a little over our timeline here.